Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross. Sean Ross. Sean Ross from No Limit. And you tuned in. Sean Ross. And you tuned in. Mean team in the building.
Central State and Omega Sci-Fi stand up.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of E-Water Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of E-Water Radio, KEWR, DB,
Hello?
Or its affiliates.
Hello?
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWR-DB.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Show and Jam Session with DJ Sir J Boogie and everybody out there. I want y'all to know across America, it's about to go down in a special way. A CSU, this is a CSU segment, and I have on the line with me Miss Central State in the building, and then to my soul sister. Let me say my soul sister. First, I have Miss Omarosa. Y'all to the love. Omarosa.
Central my
King
of thee.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
And also,
we have the funny comedian, my girl, my Delta sister, Miss Kelly Kales is in the building, y'all. Come on,
yo,
get
yo,
up.
Yo.
I'm so bored. What's going on? Hi, Omarosa.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing amazing. How are you? Why would I sing your name like that?
Hey,
I like the flair you put on it.
Hey, yes. It is so beautiful to have all y'all on the phone. And DJ Sir J Boogie, where you at? DJ Sir J Boogie, come on, all the way from Houston, going live. Where you at? Are you
what's
in the
up,
building or what?
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
What's up, bud?
Oh, we about to get this show on the roll. We got to show the roll. First off, I also got a special correspondent who's handling the live guest, Miss Tiffany Menard. She is definitely in the building. She's going to be coming live, ask a couple of questions. But first off, how are you ladies doing today? How are y'all ladies doing? Lady O, you
first.
I'm doing
excellent. Thank you. I'm doing excellent. I'm in D.C., and I'm hanging out with my HU crew. We're playing spades right now.
Oh, yeah.
We're celebrating.
Oh, yeah.
Guys,
y'all
see this?
Everybody wants to see Truth and Troy.
Oh, that's
and we're celebrating
oh, that's
our girl
what's...
got promoted. And so I'm having a good night.
All right. Well, congratulations. All right. Well, we're going to hop right into these questions. I'm just going to play a little old school music, get y'all in the groove of things. But right now, we're just going to go. And Kelly, how are you doing? Before I go right into it, Kelly. How's the weather?
I'm literally in Atlanta right now, fresh off the stage. I ran to my car like, let me get my life together. But I'm amazing. I'm in, feeling good, looking real thick in Atlanta. You know, it's thick in Atlanta.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's thick in Atlanta. The real thick, that part, that way. So let me hop in. First series of questions, I'm going to go in just so for the list of time restraints, because I know I got Omarosa for a hot 15. So I'm going to go right into the question, but I'm going to ask both of y'all this one question, though. Okay, we all went to Central State University. What is the most thing that you took from our alma mater of Central State University? What you know, tell us about some of your attributes that you felt, some traits that you that stuck with you from some of the things that you experienced at your CSU experience at Central State University.
Well, being totally transparent, I learned how to get out of sticky situations running from Sergeant Major. I learned to persevere trying to get registered every semester. And of course, you know, you also learn camaraderie, because I think about convocation and how Art Thomas would stand up there and say, "We love, we trust, and we respect you." And I believed everything that he said when he said that. And I loved how, when they were trying to shut down Central State, how he fought for us. And so those were lessons that will stick with me for the rest of my life.
I think that's absolutely amazing. To piggyback off of that, I think also I kind of just grew up as a woman. I became a woman at Central State. I became a friend. I learned how to become a friend, how to depend on each other and different people. So I grew to know different people, as far as my sorors and gang sisters and things like that. So just life, learning how to adapt and learning how to maneuver through situations when you don't have as much as you think you should, but you make it work. So Central State is one of those schools where, you know, they'll have your back if everyone sticks together. Everyone sticks together at Central. So it was amazing for me.
It ain't nothing like family. Ain't nothing like family. Well, before let me go ahead and switch. I have another young lady on the phone who handles our special guest audience. Her name is Tiffany Menard, and I'm going to bring her on. I'm going to let her ask y'all each one question apiece. First, for Lady O, Omarosa, Tiffany, you have the first question.
Hi, Omarosa. My first question for you is, would you do any more reality TV shows? And if so, is there a certain type of reality TV show that sparks your interest?
There used to be a time where I was really focused on, you know, the business reality shows. Now, to be honest with you, reality has changed my life. I mean, I, as one of the top reality personalities, when I step on a reality set, I'm stepping on as a producer. I'm getting a check as a producer. I'm getting a check as talent. I'm probably getting a creative credit. And so, you know, for me, it's very strategic about what type of kind of behind the scenes deal, what are my back end deals like, mm-hmm. as opposed to just looking at what the show concept is. It's really about what the overall deal is for me. And so I'm celebrating 16 years in the business, which is very difficult to do. And so I have just tried to find a way to influence reality, not just as talent, but from a creative standpoint. We know that content is king. And so if I can drive the content, if I can, like I said, have some producer credits and some influence on the storyline, then I'm certainly going to sign up.
Awesome, awesome. And then Kelly Kells, the next question is for you. What do you think is the key to being successful in a male-dominant industry?
I think the key to being successful in a male-dominant industry is basically representing the ladies, being comfortable in the skin that you're in, being satisfied with, hey, it's okay that you're strong. It's okay that you're independent. It's okay that you command the room when you walk in. It's okay, because sometimes men can try to shrink you in this game, in any industry. I'm sure in corporate America and entertainment especially, but right now I'm just owning who I am and loving it. And so I don't even pay attention to them. Like, I'm so, I'm so full of, like, ladies, let's support each other. I have your back. You got my, oh, you don't have my back? Don't worry about it. I still got yours. Don't worry about it, sis. That can't even worry about them guys, because it's so many of them that when they do find a very strong woman, and I'm a very strong comedian, that sometimes it intimidates them, and that's their problem. So I'm just laughing at them. I'm laughing all the way. I'm like, girl, back, boy, back.
Right.
Wow.
This is
okay,
so funny.
Now
look. To have...
Go ahead, Kelly. What were you saying?
It's so funny to have me and Omarosa on the phone, because we're super dope, right? Because Omarosa is so well spoken. Like, and I'm over here talking to them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't even let shit bother
that part.
By the way, though, Kelly, the type of Kelly Hales, the type of comedy that you do is so smart, and I think that that's the important thing that I see in your comedy and your performance and the value in it is that you can get lessons. You're not just sitting there and laughing. You can actually learn something from your comedy, which I think is more powerful.
Thank you.
That's right. Ain't nobody see that you love. I'm about to get a picture. Oh, I just promise you. Hey, now, let me. I got one question for you, Omarosa. I have one question for other question for. Kelly, you. I'm hazing you. I'm hazing both of y'all. So, okay. So we know this report's about to come out, Omarosa. What is your thoughts on this? You have any thoughts or viewpoints on the Mueller report that's supposed to come out?
First of all, it's the okie doke. You know that Barr was brought in so that he could protect Trump. We know that the report he's going to release tomorrow is going to have every single thing that damages Trump blacked out. So they're going to redact all of that. Most of the staffers that I worked with in the White House are worried about their name showing up in the report. I can't wait for you all to read all the stuff I said when I talked to Robert Mueller. I don't really care because the truth shall set you free. Mm-hmm. But I really do believe that tomorrow we're going to see a continuation of this complete scam that he's perpetuated on the nation, and he's got his boy in there. So when you have your boy in the Department of Justice as the Attorney General, then he's going to always try to, you know, make Trump look good. So I'm expecting that we'll probably have 500 pages and only three of them you can read. That would not surprise me.
Wow, that's crazy. And I always wonder, that's when people always tell me when I would see CNN, et cetera, is this fake news? What's fake news? I think no disrespect intended to nobody, not throwing shade, but I'm trying to figure out what is this fake news. Can somebody tell me what is fake news?
Well, you know, I do a lot of contributing. You know that, Sean. And
right.
Depending on the producer you work with, one of the networks that I worked with, I don't work with that network anymore, would literally call me and say, hey, can you take this position on this topic? We need, and we're going to have this person booked to be for it. And as a result, what you had is this manufactured dialogue that really does damage to the people watching as opposed to informing them and being transparent with what's really happening in the country. So I refuse to take part in what you just asked, which is fake news, manufactured, constructed reality that does not match what's really happening in the country. There are people who struggle to fill their gas tank, to fill prescriptions for their family. I'm never going to be a part of that, you know, the stuff that they're doing. And so when you start talking about fake news, it's because they spin it to make whoever they're standing for, whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans, look good. And the person that suffers is the American people.
That's such a true statement. I have to rock with you. And Miss Kelly Kells, one question for you. How was your experience, and what do you want to tell us about your experience with Girls Night Out? Russell, we're going to get you on this, too. We're going to get you on this tour. Kelly Kells, you want to speak, elaborate on it?
We definitely need you on the tour, Omarosa. Oh, my God.
Hey. I got jokes.
And even if you ain't got jokes, you fine. So, see, just some hoes and be cute. With Vivica.
Hey.
So I think the Girls Night Out for a Laughs tour is an absolute smash. What it is pulling like different amazing female comedians from different genres too. Like we have Melly Camacho, Coco Brown, myself, Jess Meese, Dominique. These are all women that any given day could be on the tour. And we
Kim
all have
Kim Whitley's on with you too, right?
No, Kim Whitley's on her. I think she's on another tour. She's on another tour, right, Sean?
Oh, okay.
Right. You know, we're still trying to get Kim in there. We're trying to get Kim in there. I'm trying.
Yeah, we definitely.
I'm trying.
You know,
I'm going to get both of y'all in there. But it's going to happen before the end of the year. No, I'm going to fight for mine.
Well,
I'm going to fight for mine.
Sean, I will come back on anytime that you need. In fact, let's go ahead and plan to be on next week to connect so we can continue the conversation. Tells I love you. DJ,
oh,
you
yeah,
can ask
okay.
me no questions. I ain't get a scratch.
I got one question.
Nothing.
One question for you.
Yo, DJ, what's up?
Yeah,
yes.
And he's a marauder. Come on, Jay Boogie.
Oh, yeah,
you have one question for
you. Okay, I'm honored just to have you guys on, and I wanted to just listen to you guys talk, but
My question for you is, Omarosa, do you have any future political aspirations or anything you want to do later on politically?
Certainly, DJ Sergey Boogie. Get none since I've you know, I ran for office. I ran for school board in LA. As you know, LA is one of the largest school systems in the country. And so it was important for me to try to fight for the kids that I represented, which was in my district that my church was in. And so I was really fighting from my heart. The Bible tells us, above all things, protect your heart, guide your heart. And so that's why I ran for office. It was tough. I mean, I came out of 14 people. I think I came in fourth. And so, yes, thank you for that question. I certainly would run again, because if you live in a community and you want to affect change in that community, you got to throw your hat in the ring. You can't be on the sideline saying, I would do this and I would do that and I don't like that. If you're not in the ring, you know, you're really not in the fight. And we have to fight for our children. We have to fight for our communities. We have to fight for opportunities and development. And so, yes, I would run for office, because we need people who are willing to serve. And it was the Bible that says, if you want to be great, you have to serve.
Got to serve.
Anyway, y'all, I got to go. Sean,
Matt, Dad, Before you go, let me say on the behalf of the real Sean Ross Live Talk Radio and Jam Session that we love you and we look forward to next week. You're part two. Well, Lady Omarosa, we're going to get it in. And I forgot to say, happy anniversary.
For Central State.
All right, love you guys. Run the Boston on them. Run the Boston over them. Run the Boston. Show them you from Central. That part. All right, y'all. So, hey, y'all. Kelly Kales. Now, you already know we're about to really turn up Kelly Kales. We're going to go in. You know, and, hey, we got Kelly Kales in the building.
Hey,
he's a Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated.
With Boogie and Mac Daddy. Now, why would they let me do
it? All right, you already know we're going to do it. Oh, yeah. And hold on, y'all, before, let me pay the bills real quick. Hold on a second. No, don't go nowhere. I'm just going to play. Y'all stay live. Y'all mics are hot. We want to make sure we stay on the line, y'all. So let me do this one time. Hold tight.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step by step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa. Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks. Friday fun night, and Saturday brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena. 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit! Joyfulexpression.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey, welcome back to the real Sean Ross Live Talk Radio and Jam Session. What's up? We in the building. DJ Kelly Kales is in the building. CJ, you folks on your A-game. Kelly Kales. And also want to give a shout-out to Tiffany Menard in the building. Oh, I see we got even Dr. Angela Reshows, or she's close by. Little Glow is in the building. Yeah, that part, that way. We're going to make it happen. Kelly Kale, how you feel, sis?
Oh, I'm feeling really good. Listen, I'm so proud of you, and I'm super excited and blessed to be on this show. Thank you for even considering me the real.
Word.
Hey, it's all good. Now let's talk about some real stuff now. Now let's get down to the nitty gritty. Now we just have to stay. How was your pledge life? How was the pledge in Delta Sigma Theta DK chapter? How was it? Talk to us.
Come on, y'all already know DK crazy. You came absolutely amazing. That was the most amazing thing I could have ever done. At times when I was going through, I thought, like, I'll kill each and every one of these. I'll kill them all.
Yeah.
But now they're my favorites in the whole wide world. And what doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. I can't even imagine my life without the process, because I take so much of my process into my everyday life that literally nothing discourages me. You know how many times they told me I wouldn't be a Delta while I was still in the house? And I'm like, I'm not leaving. So can't nobody close a door on me? I'm like, You can't close that door on me. Shit, I'm going to go to the window. Oh, the window's locked. I'm going to the fire escape. Oh, there's no fire escape. I'm going to the back door. So Delta, especially DK, make you strong as hell. DK made me strong. It made me a woman. It made me a fighter. It made me a go-getter. It made me courageous. It made me bold. It made me everything, man. Yeah.
That's what's up. So let's get it. What made you decide to pitch your foot and exercise your life to entertain doing comedy? What inspired you to do that?
You know what? Honestly, my husband, which was my boyfriend at the time, he dared me. James was telling me, like, you think I'm funny? He's like, I bet you won't do comedy. So I'm a Scorpio. I don't know if y'all know anything about Scorpios. We just, like, live life on the edge. You free spirit. But I don't take life to a dare. So I'm like, what, a dare? And I've always thought I was funny, right? And as soon as I jumped in, my first show, y'all, Mother's Day, 2009, I got a standing ovation at my first show. I was supposed to do 8 minutes and end up doing – I was supposed to do 5 minutes and end up doing 8. And I was like, oh, my God. And I got booked. There was a promoter in there from Chicago, and he booked me. His name was Boulder. He's actually this comedian named Stick.
Wow.
Manager, yeah. He booked me for my first show, a paid show, my first time ever performing. I got paid the next time, and it was just crazy. And I never looked back. And so if this is my actual fourth year being full-time, though. And I'm like, oh, shit, I shouldn't have went to college.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Kelly, can you hear me? I remember me DJing on campus.
Yeah.
And I think you were hosting, was it like a talent show or something? It was a show in Robeson. And
I hosted everything,
But I'm just saying, I remember, I think you were a freshman at the time, but I can remember seeing you on the mic, and I just thought you had a gift then, and then to see you turn around and do comedy, it just was a natural fit, like, okay, because she's already crazy, so, you know.
Thank you.
This is cool. It's cool to see you evolve and I'm proud of you.
Can I tell you something? And it's, and I'm not just saying it to my ear, both of you guys, but both of you, like, literally, when I met you both, of course, I graduated in 08, so you guys graduated, but y'all absolutely took me in. Of course, the Coleman love aspect of it, but I think that we kind of like, it was like a mutual respect. Y'all saw that I had this hunger that you all could appreciate. And Mac Daddy, when I first saw you hosting the Step shows, I'm like, who in the fuck is that? Who is that? Who? Why is he so live? Why is he so lit? Man, that took my life to a different level.
Yeah.
But you used to have every party rocking. What's that old spot we used to be in? That's the Donato's. Dang, what was it called?
You talking about L.A.'s?
Kicks.
L.A.'s? Come on, man.
Kicks.
You remember our L.A.
Hockey.
Game?
Wow.
Yeah, the Armory.
Yeah, man.
I was so happy to pass the torch. So happy.
So happy.
I'm done.
Hi, Kelly. This is Tiffany again. I have another question for you. You mentioned that you are married. How do you balance being a mom and a wife and then your career? Because I'm sure you travel a lot. How do you balance all of that?
Tiffany, when I tell you every day is a new journey with that, because there's no right or wrong to it, but you always want to be conscious of it. So my husband, I don't worry as much about, because him and I are like truly, when I say best friends, we started my career together. He's my manager. So we were together before I became Kelly Kell, if that makes sense. So he's seen the transition. So we were on the road 13 and 14 hours before I got flights and before promoters were paying for my flights. He was taking me to these shows, so he understands the grind. So he sits back and he allows me to be the talent, and he allows me to shine. So he's super confident. So that's a blessing for me because a lot of, you know, in entertainment, a lot of men are very, very self-conscious when their woman is the dominant person in the relationship, right? But he's really cool and collective. And so with Savannah, he takes the pressure away because I'm very, very, very protective over my only biological child. And so that some days I cry, if I could be honest with y'all. Some days it's harder. Some days I'm just on a plane and tears. I'm talking about tears. I'm about to go to Punta Cana. The tears are from my eyes. I'm on my way to perform for the troops, and tears are rolling because I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to be gone 9 days. And I don't know how many parents are away from their children 9 days at a time, 2 weeks at a time. And it's hard. It's hard because I want to be there for her growth. But I constantly, I'm on the phone with her. I'm one of the parents. Mm-hmm. Yes, she's seven, and she has a cell phone because we need to FaceTime. We need that interaction. We need that, right? I need that with her. And so that keeps me balanced. I'm just literally getting over the fact that she was trying to pull one on me, y'all. Like, every time I leave out the house, like, can you just cancel your show, please? Aww. I'm like, do you want me to cancel your birthday? She's like, yeah, I know. Go to work. I'm like, yeah, see, that was fake. I'm starting to become a good mother, like, deciding what's fake or not, because I was letting all her crocodile tears tear me down. Oh, hell no. Let me realize that I'm invested in her, and she's going to have a better life than I have ever had. Mm-hmm. In all aspects, right? When I'm there, I'm a present mom. When I'm at home, y'all, I'm cooking, I'm cleaning, I'm washing the clothes. Mm-hmm. But when I'm on the road, I be having my knees on my elbows. Pop, not sure, I don't know what meant to say that, but it rhymes. I was twerking.
Boy, Kelly is something else. I'm a fight.
So, Kelly, what you got coming up? You got any movies coming down the pipeline? What's going on?
So, I just released a new movie called Disconnection Notice this past December. So, right now, we just pitched it to Amazon. And so, we're waiting on an offer now with them, with Amazon Prime. But my movie, Role Play, which I filmed in 2012, is on Amazon Prime, as well as I featured in a movie called Civilian Life with Lorenz Tate, Rodney Perry, Miss Pat, Wildcat, a couple of like heavy hitters. Yeah, I'm excited about that. So that movie's on Hulu. And I do have a couple of things that I'm working on, like pilot, that I kind of wait till they roll out. But I'll let you all know off the air. But they're going to be super dope. I'm excited about my Mother's Day show, you guys. So I told you all, I started doing comedy 9 years ago. And Mother's Day was like our annual Mother's Day show. So I was doing it at small venues, like a 200-seaters, and it would sell out. Like people, we would have to turn people away. Well, I actually did a show at the Pabst Theater, which is a huge theater in Milwaukee. And I got to meet the marketing brand manager, and he was like, I love you. And they actually bringing my show, my Mother's Day show, to the theater. And
what's it right now?
Because that's mine. You get what I'm saying? That's mine. That's my content. That's me creating, and I'm excited about it. I'm happy.
Nice. What city is the show going to be in?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
What city is this?
Hometown.
Get it in.
We the best.
Oh, we're going in. We're going to be up in the building. You know what? I got something else up. I'm going to talk to y'all through the commercial break. Yeah, Kelly Kelly, we're going to get you down to West Palm. We're going to get you in Houston. Yeah, well, I'm on the road with you anyway, so we're going to turn up and do what we do best. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome everybody to the Real Sean Ross Live Talk Radio Show and Jam Session. We got Kelly Kelly, but right now, Kelly Kelly, and Tiffany Menard, I want y'all to check out. And Little Glow, I got to get her to come live on here. Yeah, okay, check it out, y'all. We got this DJ, I don't know, he went to Central State. He by the way of Cleveland, by the way of L.A., the hood, West Side. And DJ Sir J Boogie, and he got this mix. I want y'all to check it out, y'all. So with no further ado, y'all listen to DJ Sir J Boogie in the jam session. And like that, here we go, y'all. Here we go. Tell me what y'all think.
Non-stop Boogie.
Whenever I feel like giving up, whenever my sunshine turns to rain, whenever my hopes and dreams are aimed in the wrong direction, she's always there, telling me how much she cares.
You're in the middle of a mean mix.
Maybe you understand.
the game to another level. It's none other than them Nerve DJ. Nerve DJ All-Stars.
Christian friends would say, adios, sucker.
Wow, DJ Sir J Boogie, everybody's live now.
What up?
Y'all heard that. You can only hear it on the Real Sean Rose Live Talk Radio and Jam Session with DJ Sir J Boogie, man. That's a mix. Hey, ladies, y'all on the phone. I got Tiffany Menard on the phone. I got Kelly Kales on the phone. And I got the Dr. Angela Marie Shellsworth, a.k.a. Little Glow Baby Sis, the B-Leg Grow on the phone. What's up, ladies? What y'all think about that mix? Y'all go ahead and tell Jay Boogie.
I'm
going to
say,
tell
DJ.
The mix was hot.
That's my DJ. Tell DJ.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I had to add my sister love to the Facebook post because my girl Monica, she literally, we do Marco Polos of her literally just driving and singing to Prince songs. Like, she loves Prince to the point where I say she is Prince, like, in another life. It's no joke, so it was on point.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Good job, DJ Sir J Boogie. Hey, Kelly, okay. Do I need to haze him? That's because I hate him. That's how you know, he'd be able to get down with the get down. You know, I hate you, but you're going to continue to haze him. You know, that's because that's what the bruhs do. And I got to tell you, bro, J Boogie. Hey, I got to tell you, you know, my phone is with that mix. I mean, Lisa Stewart didn't call in, like, hit me 3-4 times on the text message, like, hey, I'm jamming to J Boogie. I'm jamming to Prince. That's forever. Y'all hot nuts. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Tiffany, you on the clock, Tiffany. You got to earn your keep, Tiffany. What's the next question you have? I know you said you had one more question, but you wanted to ask where you at, Tiffany. Go ahead, Kelly Kelly.
I do have another question. So, Kelly Kells, who inspires you? Like, who would you say is your favorite comedian?
Oh, wow. You know what's crazy? As many times as I am asked this question, you would think that I wouldn't be like so stuck. Because comedy has so many different aspects, and it just depends on how I'm feeling that. So, talent. I don't know if you all know talent. Talent is... he's on the Kings of New York. He's on the Kings of New York comedy tour right now. Him, Rod Stapleton, Marcier, and Capone. The talent is absolutely amazing. He's witty. He's strong. He commands the room. He's fun. He's personal. So to me, talent is like the underground comedian. He's very well known. However, he's not really one of the A-listers that most people consider. But, I mean, when it comes joke for joke, I'll put my money behind him any day. Female-wise, so I have someone who is like my mentor who kind of like guides me and loves on me and tells me everything's going to be okay when I'm literally screaming at the top of my lungs. I can be in the middle of a breakthrough or a blessing and I'll just be going crazy. Like, calm down. So I got Chastity Washington from Milwaukee. She's another amazing comedian. May not be the A-listers, but sometimes when you have people that you have relationships with and you build and grow, you can see a different level of excellence in them, and they see it in me. So those are my two. I know some people say, the different names, but no, at this point, those are people I look up to. That I even want to model some of my behavior as far as on stage and off stage. They are truly like hot spirits. And I think that's one of the things I take pride in. I call myself like a pastor because after each time I'm off the show, I want to hug everybody at the church.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, you be blessed. And God bless you. Give me a baby. Let me kiss the baby. Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. All right. Hey, I got a little glow. Dr. Angela Shellsworth is in the building. And she has a question for you, Miss Kelly Kales. Little glow, you have the floor.
Yes. So I saw Kelly Kales. I have to sing her praises
during the NFBPA Forum in Orlando. She was a part of the Greek comedy tour. Y'all did an amazing job. I even had my mama sitting next to me. So and it was so funny. They kept asking, like, is this a clean show? And then, of course, they would get more rowdier and rowdier, and we just had a show enough good time. And it made me think, like, I wanted to know, how do you balance the vulnerability of the show, and you mentioned being a teacher, and then the professionalism, right, or the expectations that people try to place on you by still having the freedom to just be you, be as free as you want to be, and just have a good time on stage.
So those are one of those things, too, that you all may never, ever see it, but most comedians, we literally are biting our nails down to the meat, because you want to be able to deliver exactly what people are paying for or what they expect. So for me, whenever I come out, I think that people automatically have a preconceived notion about me, right? What they think I'm going to be. And a lot of times I kind of like blow their mind. So for me, I just want to play true to who I am. Like, I'm literally this person off stage and on stage. Of course, it's funnier when I'm on stage, but I'm really vivacious. I'm vibrant, right? I'm bubbly, I'm upbeat, I want to love on each other, I want to keep it professional, I want to keep everything running smooth on the team and cleaner. So that's really like my real character. And I think that what makes a good entertainer is when they're not living two separate lives. So it's not hard for me to turn it off and on, because I truly just do exactly what I'm doing in my 9-to-5 or my everyday life on stage. And I think that's why it's able to translate so well, because people are like, oh, you're human, and you're funny, and you're making light of everything that we're doing. And sometimes, you know, people cringe at their seats, like, oh, you're a school teacher, and you're doing this. But by the end of the show, you know, they're on the floor of Rome, like, oh, my God, you get some kids. So I just
and that's the thing, too. Yeah, you be – I'm sorry, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry, go ahead. Go ahead, baby glow.
No, I was just saying that I could only imagine, and I got excited, too. Like, I know those kids in her classroom – have to be excited, because ain't nothing like a boring school. So I could just imagine and envision you just having fun, cracking jokes, and making, you know, the classroom the innovative space that it can be, which is how children learn best. So I was just like, I'm so glad that she's in both spaces. So, like, just hoping that you're appreciated in both spaces, because it's needed.
Thank you so much. No, literally, just hearing you say that was like one of those aha moments for me, because I do worry about that. And if I can be quite transparent with you all right now, I was just on a showcase in New York, Broadway, Caroline's on Broadway, where Kenan Thompson, you guys know from Kenan and Kel, who's Saturday Night Live, he has a showcase where he brings 10 comedians from all around the world to show for producers, execs, all these different people can, like, potentially change your life, right? And so I felt super confident during my 5 minutes. And we all got 5 minutes. I felt extremely confident. But a person like who I consider a mentor or a big sister was like, hey, I think you should take your level of comedy up intellectually. I'm like, what? That just crushed my soul a little bit. I'm like, what? She's like, so, you know, it can cross over from not as ratchet, but a little bit more mainstream. People are like, what? I don't know if that's even possible, and I don't even know how that will even be delivered, because will it come out as fake? That's not who I am. I have to give it exactly the way it was given to me. So, it's an uphill battle. It's an uphill battle.
Well, consider what Omarosa said. Omarosa even kind of mentioned that in a different way, but she said that about your comedy and how it stretches beyond just laughter. So I think there's something to that.
There's something to that. Oh, my God. I love you. I'm your little
love.
You know
too.
What? It's because I hate.
and
that's
because
you hate
me.
I hate.
You hate?
Yeah,
yes.
I hate,
like, he
I
talked
hate both.
About.
Matter of fact, I hate everybody on the phone.
Yeah. I believe
Wait,
I have
that
a question,
part,
though,
that part,
Delta, because the way he talked about Delta Sigma Theta for Central State, you know, because, again, like I said, I met you at the Greek Comedy Tour, so my question is, I know y'all love Delta. You love Delta Sigma Theta coming from Central State. You talked about your pledge process earlier. Do you feel like when you were on a Greek comedy tour like that, the love of your sisterhood and the support is heightened, or how has that kind of shifted in that space?
You know what? Actually, when sorors come in, I think that they are all at the edge of their seats trying to see what is the big hype about. And at the end of the show, they're like, oh, my God, we love
you. Represented.
Yeah, she represented, yeah, because it could go either way, right? It could go either way. And they're like, oh, they can either be extremely proud or extremely embarrassed because I am representing Delta Sigma Theta on the Greek Comedy Tour. Now, I'm always wearing Delta Sigma. I'm always representing Delta Sigma Theta, but in different avenues, that won't be the first thing that I'll yell out. Like, I'm in a super uber bar show. I mean, I always say I'm a proud member of Delta Sigma Theta because you never know who's there. However, but when you're on a Greek tour, you have to be mindful of that. You never know if we have the regional group, the president. You never know who's in the party.
That's a good point.
And so they are really, come on, Deltas are the most amazing women in the world. So they tend to hold themselves to the highest standard, and indeed they should. So I just don't want them to feel like I'm doing anything. And you've seen my show. I don't think it's something that I would say in front of the president. I mean, I don't take anything back from it. We're grown. We're women. It's nothing really degrading. It's fun. Yeah. So I try to be mindful when you have older, maybe more seasoned leaders in the audience. But you would be surprised. Those of you, the women, are like, girl, we want you to twerk our booty. I'm like, what? I love it.
Wow. Well, check this out. I have to pay the bills because we want to be back on. Kelly, don't go nowhere. Tiffany, don't go nowhere. DJ Sunshine Boogie, don't go nowhere. We have to get y'all tags before we get off the air. But before I do that, I want to let you know that we got to pay the bills. And so, yeah, I'm going to keep y'all. Everybody's hot. So don't blow your nose. Don't sing. Don't talk about the kids. Leave the kids alone because we got to.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step by step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa. Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks. Friday fun night and Saturday brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena, 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit! joyfulexpressions.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
I know you heard the term, what happened in Vegas stays in Vegas. Now you can bring a part of Vegas home with you with a pair of Lush shoes. Lift up your spirits, L-U-S. You can get them at www.alivesshoes.com/LUS-3.
Okay. Is that what I want?
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
Yeah, you are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
John Ross to no limit.
And you tuned in.
John Ross.
And you tuned in.
Me team. Me team in the building. Me.
Ming Team, Ming, Ming, Sean Ross.
Uh-oh,
Ming, Ming, Ming Team, Sean Ross. Ming Team in the building.
Tutu State and Tutu State, Tutu State, Tutu State and Omega Sci-Fi, stand up.
Hey, oh, my apologies. Hey, oh, man, hold on, hold on, Jay Boogie. Jay Boogie, you know who just showed up on the monitor today? Homie, Tiffany, who was it we were just talking about? Jay, who he's in the building. Kelly Kells, you got to come to our sports bar and roast this guy. Oh, yeah. Park Lake, he's in the building. He is on the line. His phone is hot. Mr. Rick Bedford is in the building.
Hey! Finally, what's up, man?
How you been, man?
What up?
We good. We doing the CSU love, man. Yeah, we got Kelly Kells. You thought we was going to let you get out of here? You know, I was supposed to be injured, but I'm trying to engineer and doing them. Oh, let's see this stuff. I know this stuff right here. Oh, he ain't going to get off the hook that way. But, bro, we got Central Zone, Kelly Kells. Amoroso is in the building. She's coming back next week. I got Lil Glow in the building. Dr. Angelique Shuttles. Everything's going down. Your DJ Sergey Boogie. What's going on? How was your day, Mr. Rick? Click Rick, he's in the building.
Oh, man, it was, you know how it is. At Park Place, same old thing. Different day. Busy, trying to make sure everything going good. We got the spoken word going on. So that's basically it. Same old, same old. Waiting for you to get back in town, man.
Okay.
When you come back in town and do your show.
Oh, hey, man, we'll be there. We'll be there Saturday to turn up. For 420, yeah, 420, we're going to be at Park Place. Turn
yeah,
up.
Yeah, where the edibles at?
Yeah, you already know. We going in.
Right.
Kelly Kell also, another Centralian, Don Wisdom. You know, remember her, Jay Boogie? She does the spoken word there. We got to give her a shout out. And Lil Glow got some little t-shirts and some raw dad does. We gotta get Kelly Kell at Park Place. We gotta make it happen. We're gonna make it happen. I know Lisa, I wish you'd do that.
Make it happen,
we're gonna do it like Kelly Kell. We
Sooner
gotta
later.
Have it at Park Place.
Make
Sooner
that
later.
Happen, Sean.
Sooner
you gotta
later.
Make
okay.
That happen.
All right, all right. Hey, Kelly Kell, John heard
yes,
it.
Yes, I gotta yeah. get you on my. Can I give you my Instagram before we get on the phone? I had a whole other show.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Kelly, I want everybody to give their tags. Starting with you, Kelly Kells. Talk to me, baby. Talk to America.
First of all, I just want to say the real baby. It's absolutely amazing. Sean, we love you. Book, we love you. Each and every person. Look low. What's up? You are dope. I'm excited. So we got to keep the movement, the culture dope, and we got to follow me. That's how we're going to do that. Y'all didn't know where that was going.
That part.
Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook is all the same handler. KELLY_22. Most people think it's because I'm a Delta. Yeah, that's definitely true, but I'm from 22nd and Center in the hood of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, born and raised. I want them to know it's all good. I'm always going to represent. Middletown. Yep, so I need y'all to follow me, love on me, pray for me. Keep me uplifted because I have next. And next time y'all hear and see me, y'all be like, oh, man, we was just on the radio with her. No, you got to talk to her security before she talks to her. And I'm like, yeah, I can't even talk to her.
Say that. DJ Sergey Boogie, what's your tag? We land. We got a minute. DJ Sergey Boogie, take off.
At DJ Sergey Boogie, at DJ SIRJAYD. POOGIE, hit me up.
All right. Rick, give me your tag. What's your tag?
My tag is parkplacerestaurant.com. At Park Place.
All right.
Instagram, at Park Place Restaurant.
Okay, Lil Glow, what's your tag?
B Lead Grow. All things B E L E A D G R O W. Take care.
All right, y'all, and I am MC Magnetic Sean Ross, and y'all have been in tune to the hottest new, the real Sean Ross live radio talk show. Yeah, GJ Church, Boogie, what's going on?
420, it's my anniversary,
okay.
Make it 5. 420, baby.
420, uh-oh, 420, we're going to do it like this. No. How about like this, Jay Boogie? No, Jay Boogie. No. That's not. How about this one?
Oh,
this is a story of famous dogs. But the dog that tells this tale will be busy. Be the clapping dog, rhythmic dog, harmonic dog, house dog, dick dog. Dogs of the world unite. Dancing dog.
Hey, I just let y'all do what it do. That just a little bit. We about to end the episode. Rick, you good over there? Tell everybody out there. I'll be back, Biggie Backstabby, in the building. All right, Sir J. Boogie. You know, I hope that. Hey, I was right on time. Yeah, I'm going to come in and get you in. And Tiffany Bernard, you always a hometown favorite. Girl, wait for the hell of the audience questions. It's short now. We got a team. You know, that's And Rick, tell Brandy she is not off the hook. We're going to haze her. So everybody across America, I want y'all to write in and ask why Brandy ain't on the show. I need y'all to write, send your message to Park Place. We're going to show up for 420. It's going down. We in the building, y'all. Let's Much go. Love and respect, and we're out of here, y'all. You know, I'm going to end y'all with, hey, we out of here, y'all.
This is a story of famous dogs. But the dog that tells this tale will be busy. Be the clapping dog, rhythmic dog, harmonic dog, house dog, dick dog. Dogs of the world unite. Dancing dog.